Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're waking up with the Morning Mess.
I listen every morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
Live 101.5.
Morning Mess got you right here on Live. It's your guy, Joey Boy.
Hey, it's JD.
And it's Sienna.
Until then, we're going to be taking your parent pet peeves, 833-730-6377. I'm going to call out a good friend of mine that might be riding the bench on my friendship roster really quick.
Oh, no.
I don't want to say his name. Carlos. I was catching up this past week. I'm like, yo, man, you want to go get a drink this weekend? I'm going to go out, maybe watch a game. He's like, oh, I got to babysit. I'm like, what, your niece, nephew? He's not with a baby mama anymore, but he said he was babysitting his own kids. I'm like, Carlos, Los, we call him, Los. You don't babysit your own kids, bro. You don't say that. You don't say
you
that.
You don't say that.
Parents, especially men, I've never heard a woman say this, but men, if you have kids, you don't babysit them when you have them. They're your kid. You don't babysit your own kids.
Exactly.
Sorry, Jay. That's my pet peeve, bro.
And you've never heard anybody say it the way he said it.
I've heard guys say it.
Yeah, multiple.
Multiple
so
guys. Have anyone ever heard, Sienna, have you ever heard a guy say that?
I've heard a guy say that before, yes. And it irks me. I don't have children, but that just irks me so bad.
I'm so pro. You know, I'm a single dad, and I just want guys to do better. I don't understand when you don't want to see your kids or you haven't seen your kids, and I see you on Instagram popping bottles, and I'm like, why don't you pop some diapers for the baby mama? You know what I mean? And I had to tell him. He got it. He knows that irks me. Fellas, you don't babysit your own kid.
That's my opinion. Was he messing with you?
No.
He wasn't messing with, like, he wasn't being sarcastic?
No, he's done this a few times, and I've caught him, and he understands why that makes me so mad. It's just, I've heard other guys do this, too, and say this. You don't babysit your own kids. You're watching your kids. Mm. It's your weekend with your kids. It's your week with the kids. It's not, I'm babysitting my own kids. It's just one of my irks.
Maybe he doesn't like them.
There is
okay.
That.
Maybe that's why.
I don't think he likes one of them. I'm going to put that out there.
If we're being honest here.
If we're being honest. What is your parent pet peeve? What do other parents do that just annoy you? Oh, hey, you know what? You can call out your person that you're in a relationship with. Maybe.
Yes, please do.
Maybe it's your wifey or your man. Maybe they do something that they do as a parent that it just gets on your nerve. One more time, 833-730-6377. Lene, what's your parent pet peeve?
That's a red flag, by the way. But
speak on it.
A red flag if you're dating a guy that says he has to babysit his kids is a red flag. Well spoken, Lene.
Yes. First things first.
Yes, thank you.
I would put that high on the board. Yes, ladies, a red flag. Now, what's your parent pet peeve?
When their child is a bully and they're always like, no, he didn't mean to do it.
Oh, yes. Parents enabling their kids and like my baby would never.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to speak on that because I mean, I have no idea what she's talking about.
I just going through this with actually a friend of mine where their daughter has been bullied and her daughter defended herself, beat the crap out of the other kid, the bully. And now the parent that was raising the bully now has something to say because their child got punked or they got their butt kicked. Yeah, and parents out there, it's your fault just as well if your kid is a bully. Hey, about like that Gilbert thing. You heard about Gilbert? See the Gilbert?
Crazy, right?
The Gilbert goons?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No.
You haven't heard about that?
What's the Gilbert goons?
Oh my gosh, it was huge.
It's huge.
Where
I think
have I been?
There's a bunch of kids in Gilbert, teenagers, going around. They've been bullying kids.
Oh my God.
I know about it.
I think the parents are responsible as well. Like, by now, you know your kid is a bully. So, very good one, Lene.
Thank you.
Has your kid ever been bullied?
Yes, actually, my son.
So how did you handle that with your kid?
I told my daughter, she's a year older than my son, so I just told my daughter to take care of it.
Oh.
The Levine way.
Yeah.
The Levine way. Okay.
I mean, he's a sweet boy. He doesn't deserve it.
How old is he?
He is 8.
8 years old. Okay. And did she handle it?
Yeah, she did.
Okay. How much time is she doing?
I can't disclose that information.
Okay. All right. Out in 10. That's all right. Okay. Okay. Well, Lene, appreciate the on the board parents that enable the kids to be bullies.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And if those parents are listening right now, that or raising a bully to bully your son, what do you want to tell them?
Do better.
Do better.
That's all you need.
Plan B pills. Got you. All right. Thank you for the call, Lene.
Bye-bye. 833-730-6377.
What's your parent pet peeve? Sienna, you said you had one, right?
I did. And I am not a parent, so parents do not come for me. However, this just happened the other day. We were at Starbucks. I was waiting for my order. And there was these kids in there that were just jumping around all the furniture. And the parents didn't say a damn thing. And I can't stand that. And I'm not saying you need to hit them or be, you know, super aggressive.
Cancel her.
Yeah.
Cancel, Sienna.
I literally said, I'm not saying that. I just think you need to tell them to, you know, you need to check your kids of, hey, you can't do that. I think you need to discipline them in that way because they need to be set up for success later because they can't be doing that. So it just irks me so bad when parents aren't disciplining their kids and they're acting crazy in public.
At least pump fake them.
At least pump fake. I'm not kidding.
But do you ever get to that point where you like, you're just like, forget it, dude. Just jump on the stupid furniture.
No, and never. Okay. I just glance at my kids and they know dad is not playing. I got the look, the stare down. I don't have to touch my kids at all. I just look at them like, and they just pause.
They know.
They know. They know better. No, that's on the board, Sienna. There's no wrong answers. What is this one thing that just is a pet peeve of yours that other parents do? And it could be your own person, man. We got one of our favorites on the line right now. Morning Messenger, Stalker Rachel from Peoria is on the line. All right, Rachel, hit us off. What is your parent pet peeve?
So, like, you know, I worked at a grocery store for 19 years.
Right.
I've had people come through who get stuff, but they're like, they don't have enough money. I get that. It happens.
Yeah.
Oh.
But they'll put back something of the kids and keep their liquor or their tobacco. Yeah.
So like, you know what? You know what we're going to put back these Lunchables for the kids, but my Hennessy, we got to rock with that.
Priorities.
I don't get it. It's one of my worst.
You know, sometimes us parents, we have a tough day. We need that Hennessy in our system. You know what I mean?
Okay, but don't get the Henny. Get something a little bit cheaper. Maybe still get what your kid needs.
Right, right. Maybe instead of three Lunchables, one Lunchable, and pop off the cheap vodka. Compromise. No, that's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, you can't be putting back like lunch meat and cheese for your kids' school lunch just so you can keep in your Michelob Ultras or something like that.
Right.
Right.
And you've seen that a lot, Rachel?
I've seen that so many times.
Ah.
And it would hurt my soul. Like, I'm just like, oh my God.
Is there anything else that you knew they put back something of the kids, but kept something for an adult? Is there something that you can believe that they traded out for?
This one kid had a field trip, needed lunch for that day, but they put that lunch back and took their alcohol.
What?
Dang. Oh, so they're doing this in front of the kids too. Like, oh, you don't get your food for tomorrow.
There, yeah.
Oh, like, just share with your friend Jimmy. He'll give you a bite of his sandwich.
His mom usually packs two sandwiches.
At one point, I bought their Lunchable, their whatever they were taking for their field trip, because I was like, no, this kid needs to eat. You know?
You're heaven sent, hon.
It's crazy.
That is wild. Yeah, that would definitely be a parent pet peeve of mine if I worked at a grocery store and I had to see that. How often did you see that a week?
At least a couple times a week.
Wow.
Or they would come in and they'd be like, okay, I'm going to get like a 40. And they would tell their kid, oh, get you a candy bar. And they didn't have enough. They would put the candy bar back and then take them to their beer.
I have such a problem with people buying 40s.
Like, what?
Oh, man. Sometimes the oldie comes before Snickers. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh.
40s before shorties. You feel me?
No.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Still taking your calls. Phone lines are blinging.
833-730-6377.
Jackie, Phoenix, what's your parent pet peeve?
Bringing your kids if you're going out, and it should be adults only. If you can't get a sitter, you can just stay home.
That's
so good. Weddings never bring children to
them. Never.
Unless it's okay to.
Right.
But if they say this is an adult wedding or adult anything, don't be that parent to bring your damn kids.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, did you throw an event where it was adults only and one of your stupid-ass cousins brought their kids?
It was more of a friends gathering, and it was supposed to be just adults, and a few brought kids, and it just wasn't the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, because how do you not think of the little kid?
You can't have the same conversation. You can't do body shots over each other. All right, well, thank you for the call, love.
Thank you.
We also got Jaylene in Phoenix on the line. Jaylene, what is your parent pet peeve?
My parent pet peeve? Oh, my God. It's whenever I see a parent nice up, all dressed up and dolled up, but their kid is dirty. Their kids don't have their hair done.
Ugh.
They're not wearing a sweater. Like, what the heck is that?
Yes.
Like, in general public, or what are we speaking?
I know exactly what she's talking about, and you parents that do this are stupid to post it on Instagram.
Yeah, like, what is that about? Why are you not embarrassed to post your kid like that?
I know. Like, the mom has her hair done up, lashes, nails all up, mm-hmm. and you look, and the kid looked like they just got up from a sleepover, and they're just, like, dragging them to, like, a playground. Or guys. Mm-hmm. They got the brand new Jordans on, and their kids rocking some shoes that are three sizes too small, and they're all dingy and stuff like that.
Are we in a safe space right now? Because I want to play devil's advocate.
Yes.
What does it matter?
I think it matters if you're spending way more money on yourself on things you don't need and you just want. Like, you don't need your nails done, your hair done up, because when a woman gets her hair done up, sometimes $100-$200.
Mm-hmm.
And if your kid looks raggedy as all hell, make sure your kid is rocking some cool stuff as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, I just feel like they're already going to mess up their hair, and what does that matter?
But they
like
need to be taken care of, too.
Yes.
Are it's you a reflection. Sure?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I think Jenny was trolling us. I'm like, please don't have kids. Please pull out.
Definitely don't have kids.
Listen, I get one-hit-or-quitter shirts from Old Navy, Walmart, all the time. Just make sure your kid looks presentable and nice if you're out. And if you look raggedy, that's fine. Then your kid looks raggedy, but you can't be looking like you just spent $500 out the salon and your kid looks rough.
I mean, but they're spilling things all over each other. They're rubbing dirt on everything, you know.
True, but it can't be all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. It's
not all the time.
Jaylene, don't yell at me.
No, you can yell at him.
Well, because you don't understand the principle of the situation, okay?
I don't ever want to understand.
The raggedy parents can keep their kids raggedy, but if you're a parent.
So we all know if JD has kids, they're going to be raggedy.
Right, yeah. Well, they'll match their dad, so you're fine.
Okay.
We're big advocates of JD never have children.
Amen.
Thank you for the call. That's a good one. We're going to put that high on the board. Parents, you can't be looking dressed to the nines and your kids are at twos. You can't do that. Thank you, Jaylene.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you better. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Morning Mess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.